земля, там жде люба моя, жде ночами не спить, а вже місяць горить. Знай, шляхи повертаються, де серцю чекається, де серцю кохається, жди мене, зачекай. А на Україні щастя моє, там живе дівчина, вона мене зве. А на Україні щастя моє, там живе дівчина, вона мене зве. Ясну, жде світ теплу весну, жди і я повернусь, до землі прихилю. Знай, шляхи повертаються, де серцю чекається, де серцю кохається, жди мене, зачекай. Мені у своїх почуттях, у зорі на очах. А на Україні щастя моє, там живе дівчина, вона мене зве. А на Україні щастя моє, там живе дівчина, вона мене зве. А на Україні щастя моє, там живе.
And Andriy Knyaz from Ukraina and Anna Ukraini. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Павліна, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program for you lined up today. We've got Ukrainian Jewish Heritage with Renata Hananets, and she'll be talking about the famous community of Belts. As well, we've got a Rushnichuk story and a timely theme of Volya, or freedom. And a special guest, Alex Feshak, with the Zabava band from Toronto, Dunai, and he'll be telling us all about the new CD that they're working on. So stay tuned for all of that as well. Our Proverb of the Week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. Much of it new, found on YouTube, like the first one that you heard, as well as the one coming up next by Hutzel Houlihan, and it is the Moskali Kolomeka.
Вставай, рідненько, москаль вже годину не спить.
Йшли, пізненько лігали. Рік за роком пролітав, мед горів купили. Аж зі сходу у куфайках брати підвалили. У червоних сорочках з червоним прапором підвалили в тіло грейках маленьким трактором. Би вам був то той трактор, дома поломивши, би той Ленін ще малим тепку удавивши.
Раз кудряві москалі, три москалі розвалили СССР взагалі.
Дайте нам ви спокій.
це Ганка Молдаванка виноград збирала, а совєтське КГБ її там штапало. Ви це Ганка Молдаванка, ви є враг народа, посадили бідну бабу через винограда. Юка милася у ставку, розпустила коси, до країн цілого світу з дружбуші відносить. Побратими дорогі, сусіди поляки, наші дружні почуття від самого серця.
Раз кудряві москалі, три москалі розвалили СССР взагалі. Їдь додому і там свіжите, і дайте нам спокій.
Вулично. Ми тепер є незалежні, нам тепер отлічно. А той Ленін лисий був, Брежнів заїкавші, Сталін нарід мордував, навіть не встидавші. А у нас грають на пандурах, вас на балалайках, наші ходять в кожухах, москалів куфайках. То які ми вам, брати, ми не розумієм, ви ще бавите війни, ми пшеницю сієм.
Раз кудряві москалі, гри москалі розвалили СССР взагалі. Їдь додому і там свіжите, і дайте нам спокій.
Москалі, мову нам зіпсули, ліпше би ми ваш язик нігде та й не чули. Люди гладять сорочки, замість працювати, а на мешти кажуть туфлі, як їх спам'ятати. Ще не раз вам заспіваю, як буду у змозі, ще сіздибаєм ми з вами на вузькій дорозі. Я співаю не від себе, але від народу, не крутіть нам голови, не робіть погоду.
Раз кудряві москалі, гри москалі розвалили СССР взагалі. Їдь додому і там свіжите, і дайте нам спокій.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's heart.ca.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Шли два брата з турецького промета, з турецького промета домой. Лиш толі только приступили мы польскую границу, ударили поля три раза. Чистой мне бумаги, родным я письмо напишу.
Отец прочитает, а мать того не знает, у сына нет правой руки. Детишки вопросов у матери спросят, а где же
Шли
во врага, турецкого фронта, турецкого фронта на бой. Шли, шли во врага, турецкого фронта, турецкого фронта на бой. Турецкого фронта на бой.
And the Kubanski Kazache Chor, or the Kuban Cossack Choir, with Tam Ishle Dva Barata, There Went Two Brothers. Up next, Marta Špák and Visit Jabko, the Hanging Apple.
We'll be right back. is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Я називаюся Стефан Андрусяк with another Рушнечок story. There was one type of song in our repertoire that we were actually asked not to sing at one Ukrainian festival. That place was Dauphin, Manitoba. The festival's music director was the very talented and popular orchestra leader, Ted Komar. Mr. Komar felt that fiercely patriotic Ukrainian songs were not in keeping with either the welcoming nature of the festival or with his vision for the show that he was being hired to produce. That afternoon at the grandstand performance, we defied him. We played the song. It was written by our friend Boris Budny with music by our own Andriy Harasimovich. Now, before recording it on our fourth album, Andriy's father had read the original lyrics, and he asked us that we change just one word. It was from the opening line which demanded the release of then-political prisoner Valentin Moroz. The list of names with his at the top belonged to Ukrainians who were imprisoned for their writings or for simply being someone's son or daughter. Freedom for Ukraine, such is our goal. Free Moroz, Churemna Moskva. Churemna means imprisoning. The song, as we recorded it, accuses the regime in Moscow. It calls them a bunch of jailers. Our original lyrics used the adjective proklata. Damned, we said, to describe Ukraine's oppressors. Pan Harasimovich urged us to make our point, maintaining a dignity in our message. Attack the misdeed, the outrage, not the people. We took his advice. Back at the festival that afternoon in Dauphin, our set ended with the song Freedom for Ukraine, or Volya, and it prompted a standing ovation. Mr. Komar shrugged. He didn't know that as in your face as it was, it had been tempered by one father's good counsel. Years later, Valentin Moroz was granted his freedom, as were the others in the song. The regime fell. Ukraine is free today. As dark as the skies may be today, know this. Ukrainians express themselves in different words in many ways. We often disagree on what to say, where and when to say it. But I believe we all can agree that the urge to be free and tolerant and united breaks through the darkest intentions of those who would suppress those ambitions. From Rushnechok Volume 4, the song Freedom, Volya.
Volya Ukraini, це наша мета. Звільніть мороза, тюремна Москва. Каравайського і Чорнобола, звільніть Шухевича, звільніть Кандибу. Дайте Україні свободу, не нищіть нашу мову. Звільніть Караванського і Чорнобола, Шухевича, звільніть Кандибу. Воля, воля, Україна буде вільна, Україна буде. Україна буде
Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaic and Jewish Arts in Lviv, Ukraine. Belz is a small city in the Lviv province of western Ukraine near the border with Poland. The Ashkenazi Jewish community in Belz was established in the 14th century. The Ashkenazi are a Jewish ethnic division which coalesced in the Holy Roman Empire around the turn of the first millennium. They established communities in Central and Eastern Europe and grew to become one of the largest Jewish sects. In 1931, they accounted for 92% of the world's Jews. The Holocaust devastated the Ashkenazi and their Yiddish culture. Persecution continued under the Soviet communists. The regime banned Hasidism and its followers were executed or exiled to labor camps. Belz came under Polish rule in the 14th century, when the town was granted rights under the Magdeburg Law. Some three centuries later, in 1665, the Jews of Belz received equal rights and duties. In the early 19th century, the town became home to a Hasidic dynasty. The dynasty was founded by Rabbi Shalom Rokach, also known as the Sar Shalom, the first Belzer rabbi from 1817 to 1855. In addition to leading his Hasidim, he defended the Jews of his district to the governor. In a famous exchange, the governor of the district invited him to his office and said, "Do you know that I am the second Haman?" The Sar Shalom replied, "Luck was not on the side of the first one either." The governor was so impressed by the rabbi's firm stand that he promised to put an end to the Jewish persecution. A great Torah scholar, Rabbi Shalom Rokach, personally helped build the city's large and imposing synagogue, dedicated in 1843. It could seat 5,000 worshippers and had superb acoustics. When Rabbi Shalom died in 1855, his youngest son, Rabbi Yehoshua Rokach, became the community's next spiritual leader, or Rebbe, until 1894. Hasidism in Belz grew during Rabbi Yehoshua's tenure and the tenure of his successor, Rabbi Yisachar Dov Rokach, who served from 1894 until 1926. At the beginning of World War I, Belz had 6,100 inhabitants. There were 1,600 Ukrainians, 900 Poles, and 3,600 Jews. With the outbreak of World War II, Belz was thrown into turmoil. From 1939 to 1944, the town was occupied by Nazi Germany. Many Jews of Belz fled to the Soviet Union under the German-Soviet Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation and Demarcation, a follow-up to the infamous Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact. In May 1942, there were 1,540 local Jewish residents and refugees in Belz. On June 2, 1942, 1,000 Jews were deported to the Polish town of Hrubieszów. From there, they were sent to the Sobibor extermination camp. In September of that year, another 504 Jews were deported to Hrubieszów after they were no longer needed to work on the farms in the area. Rabbi Yisachar Dov's son and successor, Rabbi Aharon Rokach, escaped from Nazi-occupied Europe to Israel in 1944. He re-established the Hasidut first in Tel Aviv and then in Jerusalem. Belz Mein Shtetl is a Yiddish song about Belz. It is a moving tribute to a happy childhood spent in a shtetl. The song has special significance in Holocaust history. A 16-year-old playing the song was overheard by an SS guard at Auschwitz. The guard forced the child to play it repeatedly to calm Jews being herded into the gas chambers. After the war, Belz reverted to Poland until 1951, when it passed to the Soviet Union. Since 1991, it has been part of independent Ukraine. Today, there are no Jews in Belz. However, there is a new synagogue and mikveh, a ritual bath, and the remains of the old cemetery. The last known Jewish burial was in 1940. No other towns or villages used this Hasidic cemetery. The cemetery has special sections for women, rabbis and kohanim, Jews with direct patrilineal descent from the biblical Aaron. There are no known mass graves in Belz. The municipality owns the property specifically designated for the Jewish cemetery. The cemetery boundaries are smaller now than 1939 because of agriculture. Frequently, organized Jewish group tours or pilgrimage groups and local residents visit the cemetery. For the past 5 years, Jewish individuals abroad have been cleaning and restoring many of the gravestones with loving care. You can see pictures of the Belz Cemetery at my blog. You can Google me or find the link at the Nash Holos website. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
Б'ється, наче змійка, неспокійна річка, тулиться близенько до підніжжя гір. А на тому боці там живе Марічка, в хаті, що сховалась у зелений. Як із хати вийде, на порозі стане, аж блищить красою широчінь ріки. А як усміхнеться, ще й спілова гляне, хоч качі у воду, кажуть парубки.
здається, неспокійна річка, все одно на той бік я потік знайду. Чуєш чи не чуєш, чарівна Марічко, я до твого серця гладку прокла, гладку прокла. Чуєш чи не чуєш, чарівна Марічко, я до твого серця гладку прокла.
Special guest coming up. It is one of the writers and performers of the song that you just heard, Marichka, and the name of the group is Dunai. They are from Toronto, formerly from Ajax. I'm used to saying that they're from Ajax because for years and years, starting in about 1990, Dunai has been getting a lot of airplay on Nash Holos. We have Alex on the line. Alex, welcome. Vitayu.
Thank you very much for having me on the show today.
Now, Alex, you've got you've been around for a long time. When did Dunai get together?
That's a good question. We got together approximately, I think I was counting it out the other day, it's just over 30 years ago.
That's amazing. And you know what? You don't sound like you've been around that long. I mean, you've got your voice, your speaking voice sounds young. Your music sounds young.
Oh, that's you're flattering me. I love it. I will be 47 this year, and Dunai has been around. We kicked the band off basically when we were attending Ukrainian school in one of the neighboring cities, and that's how we sort of got going with the band. The original members are myself and Yaromir Halyuk, the drummer. For the most part, the gentlemen that play with us today, good friends of ours, they've been with us for over 25 years. So, you know, what you hear is Dunai, and we've been around for a very long time.
Now, you do a great mix of music. Your first album, Obkrujil Ya Svit, I Searched the World, there were a couple on there that were traditional sounding, but it was quite contemporary for the time, I guess the 80s and 90s kind of sound. And what was it that made you do your music that way?
I think, you know, I personally grew up in a household where, I was familiar, and we listened to all the standard pieces of the main Ukrainian bands in the diaspora community in North America anyway, Rushnechok, Sinistope, and they went on and on, as well as Ihor Zhotanishka, a co-writer of many of the pieces that you hear. And so it was just, you know, sometimes when you get together with someone, myself and Ihor, you start thinking of what you can do to particular pieces of music, how you can perform them or write them differently, and it just kind of stemmed from that.
And you came out with a second CD called Soundscapes, and you had a really good mix there. You had traditional, some original as well, and a couple of cross-genre kind of tunes, and you grew from there. Was it 10 years between CDs?
It was, unfortunately. I get some complaints based on that, but you come across an interesting point. The growth of any of us, you want to look back and say that, you've learned something, you've done something different. If it's always same, that gets to be kind of boring. And we're the type of guys, as you get to know us, hopefully one day we will meet face to face. We have a very large, wide interest in music. Just about any genre we will listen to, and you appreciate the talent that goes into the different kinds of music that are out there. And we wanted to test ourselves as musicians. It wasn't a formula we were trying to come up with. It was just, hey, we listen to some country music. Wouldn't it be interesting to see if we could create a country piece or a ballad or a rock tune? Again, we love all those kinds of, pieces of music. We're the type of band, I don't think I could just come out with, 10 or 12 polkas. That's not our thing, right?
You do them quite well.
Well, thank you. We do them, yes. We do, and that's part of our heritage and our upbringing. And don't get me wrong, I love polkas. It's just that when we're putting something together, an album or a CD or whatever you want to call it these days, the way I look at it is sort of a bit of a journey. For the listener, right? You want to expose yourself to what are these guys thinking? What are they doing? Where are they taking me? Right? The Beatles, for example, are just an amazing band that I always just loved. And the one thing that was truly inspiring about those guys, not only, how they wrote, what they wrote, but just how they grew from album to album and where they took me personally when I listened to their material. And that's always resonated with me.
Now, you do a lot of, you've got a great website. You've got the two albums and you're working on the third. And you do a lot of gigs as well and touring. Are you guys, you do this, you're not professional musicians. You don't do this full time. You have other like day jobs as well.
Correct. So most of the guys in the band do have daytime jobs. The two individuals in the band that you could sort of call them full-time musicians would be Kevin Goss, which is the saxophone player in the band, as well as Steve Sherman, which is the guitar player in the band, also owns his own studio. For the rest of us, we obviously in different lines of work and so forth.
But you have a pretty busy schedule of gigs. You do weddings and concerts and all sorts of things.
Yeah, it over the span of all of those years, I think things have quite dynamically changed, I would say. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we here, in Toronto area anyway, we were busy every weekend, almost twice every weekend, and it was crazy, the amount of work we had. For the most part, it was weddings. That's the, so to speak, the bread and butter of a Ukrainian diaspora band.
Right.
There was quite a few zabavas back then. Now, when we get together these days, we talk about it because there's really not a lot of weddings, and the zabavas have sort of come down to not many per year.
So you've slowed down a little bit then.
Yeah, it's interesting. As a musician, you want to play, but again, we don't do it for a living. So there's this constant balancing act of family, work, right? And all those things have to be in check, right? Mm-hmm. For one to be happy, I guess. So we're not playing as much these days. We're focusing our efforts more on writing our own material and this next project or CD that we're working on.
Now, this is a very cool CD. Marichka was, I guess, your first, the first release from this collection, whatever we're calling them these days, EPs.
Exactly,
they're not LPs, they're not CDs anymore. Everything's pretty much digital. Will you be producing a CD copy, or is this going to be all strictly digital?
We will have a CD, absolutely.
Yeah.
The way this came about initially, it wasn't like I was envisioning the next Unai CD. There was talk of that, but it was more, let's sort of roll up our sleeves and let's see what we're going to come up with. It's been quite some time since the last time we've recorded anything. Let's experiment. Let's have a little bit of fun, actually a lot of fun. and that's how we kicked off Marichka. From there, we sort of found that the way we're recording today is quite a bit different than what we did on the last CD.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're so busy and everyone's kind of doing their own thing, and it's difficult to get everybody together. So with the new technology, and the fact that you can record some pretty amazing things in your home studio.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is we've got this collaborative effort between myself and Steve, which has the legitimate studio, and we're working on material, and we're jointly sort of putting this together. And it's all sort of been done at times at different times, not all at one sort of sitting. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's inspiring based on the technology that we're using, how we're doing it. It kind of really opens up our minds to just producing different kinds of materials. So I guess for your listeners, with what you've heard from us with the past two CDs, I think people will be pleasantly surprised, because we're going to go even wider on this next project.
Well, your most recent release is very different. It's not something really different in the sense that no Ukrainian diaspora band has ever done it. It's taken a mainstream song and written Ukrainian lyrics. But this one, you told me that you had a little bit of difficulty with the Ukrainian lyrics. And we're talking about, we should be apolitical in culture, but we're not. Just the reality is that there is a war going on in Ukraine. It's a revolution. And
yeah.
So you've taken the Beatles classic, You Want to Have a Revolution. And what you did was do a Ukrainianized version of it.
Yeah, back to the Beatles. Beatles have always, their music's always resonated with me. So, as I was sitting back, as we all have been, watching what has been transpiring, over the last, 4 to 5 months, in Ukraine, it's just been quite the ride to watch, the country go from, what was going on in the Maidan to Yanukovych leaving to, the invasion of Crimea. It's unbelievable how much has transpired over those months. And I was, again, what can I bring to the table as an artist? You sit and you watch this and your heart breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And something resonated with that particular Beatles song with me. The energy of it, sort of the message, because obviously the theme is quite different.
Mm-hmm.
But just something resonated with that particular song. And in many cases, I'll present it to my guys and they just kind of look at me sideways, but that's okay.
But you
and,
did it.
From that, I just, again, a lot of these themes, a lot of these events that I saw evolve, I thought it'd be appropriate to write that into that particular piece. The difficulty was when you take someone else's material and you try to rewrite words in a different language, mind you, and try to get the cadence correctly and ultimately in that language get the message
across. Yeah, that's always a challenge.
That was the difficult part, and it was an interesting journey to get through the song, because it took a lot of work, and hopefully hopefully folks will appreciate it.
Well, we'll be playing that shortly, and you've got other. You said that you've got another one that you're just about to release. Are you? Perhaps have already?
Yeah, I couldn't make it in time for your show. I was trying the we could, but we'll have that one out in the next few days. Now, when we're going to officially launch, it's probably in the next week or so.
Okay.
And it'll be, again, a different genre, more of a classical Ukrainian song.
Okay.
That we're going to do, but. But yeah, there'll be sort of that next one that we're going to be launching shortly. So the thought process here, again, in the new world we live in with everyone's digitally connected, is to, you know, we have a wealth of material now built up for this next project, this next CD, call it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought is to, in every 2 to 3 weeks, launch another single. Just to get folks sort of, you know, coming to the Dunai site and listening to the new material as it's sort of in real time being thrown out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I, we'll see if it works, if it doesn't work, but that's kind of the way we're going to handle it. And then probably in the next couple of months, you know, all the songs would have been sort of presented, and we'll have a hard copy. We'll have actually CDs that we'll have ready to sell.
Will you come on and tell us about your songs as they come out?
I'd love to.
Okay.
I would love to. Again, these songs are a journey, right, for us. There's just so much fun and effort and hard work that goes into these pieces, and I would not mind at all coming onto the program and taking you through, you know, what some of these songs mean to us and how we go about, you know, playing and producing them.
Fantastic, because many of our listeners don't understand the Ukrainian language, but music is a universal language. But if you know what the lyrics are all about, it just kind of adds a little something to it. So that would be just great. Alex, I could talk to you for the rest of the day probably, but unfortunately our time is limited, so we're going to have to wrap this up until next time. But in the meantime, how can people find you online if they want to follow you? You're on Facebook and you've got your website.
Yes, so easiest way is just to go to the website. Everything is interconnected to our website. So just www.dunai.com. And then from there you can hit our YouTube site, our Twitter page, our Facebook page. And so yeah, drop us a line and say hello.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Alex Feshek with Dunai from Toronto, Ontario. And great having you on, and look forward to talking to you again, Alex.
Great. Thank you very much for having me,
Paulina. Thank you.
Take care.
You too. And Alex Feshek with Dunai from Toronto. Here they are now with the Ukrainian version of the Beatles' So You Want a Revolution, Ukraino Vstavay.
Каже наша революція, ми знає вже час. Разом змінимо цей шлях. Каже, що це революція, ми знає, що нам дороги іншої нема. Тих, що пали, не забуде час. Ще живуть у бачив, як б'ють громадян. Стріляю по людях, справедливості в нас нема.
Україну вже!
What's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. On Friday, there's a pierogi supper at St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Center, 13512 108th Avenue in Surrey. Doors are open from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 604-531-1923 or 604-581-0313 or visit their website, www.uocstmarysurrey.com. Contact TV airs on Multicultural Channel Omni 1 and on Channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Як є добрий план і гроші, то і діло вийде хороше. And our proverb of the week translates as plans and money ensure the success of any project. Well, that just about wraps up another edition of Nash Holos here on AM 1320. Just a reminder to tune in to our Wednesday show on 101.7 FM in Nanaimo. We've got our recipes are running still. If you're missing those on this edition, you can catch them on the Wednesday show as well. Local information about the Ukrainian community on Vancouver Island. And, of course, you can keep up on what's going on in between broadcasts by following us on Facebook and Twitter, as well go to our website, www.nashholos.com. So to take things home, we've got the Ukrainian old-timers from Winnipeg and the Wainola Polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!
А ну, хлопці, ви пам'ятаєте той Вайнола дринк? Скільки то добрий дринк був? Бо тепер вони вийшли такі з Пепсі-Кола, та й Кока-Кола, та й 7-Up, а той Вайнола то був найліпший дринк.
Та я пам'ятаю то Вайнола, то дав мені досить добрий кік.
Він не копнув мене раз, то ще доненька, каже, болець.
Добре, хлопці, заграємо той Вайнола-Полка.